Bigfoot and Yeti, and Bigfoot and Yeti, and Bigfoot and Yeti. Boom, 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 boom.
Yo, Yeti, what's going on, man? Hey, I was thinking that, what's the matter, man? You're looking a little glum.
Hey, man, I don't know, man. Ladies, I just don't have it with the ladies.
This is about last night's date, isn't it?
Well, I mean, if you can call it a date, I don't know.
What happened? Hold on. I'm going to need a drink for this, aren't I? Okay. What happened?
Well, you know that mermaid I was telling you about from last week? Pearl.
Pearl was very cute.
I don't know what I did wrong, but it seems like I thought everything was going well, but...
What did you do?
Well, you know, it's winter time, and I figured, what's more romantic than ice skating,
no,
right?
No, you didn't. You didn't.
Yeah, well...
You took a mermaid ice skating.
I went ice skating, and she just kind of, flopped around.
Oh, God.
So I knew that happened, and that was fine, and we kind of got over it, and I thought we were having fun, and then, you know, ever since dinner, though, she was, like, really... She just, like, switched a switch or something, and suddenly nothing I could do was going to bring her back.
What happened at dinner?
Well, I ordered drinks, and, you know, she seemed to like drinks, and that was going well, and, you know, appetizers came, and that was okay. Maybe I just had too much wasabi or something. I don't know. Like
what? Wasabi?
I put maybe I had bad breath from wasabi.
Did you? What? Where did you take the mermaid?
Well, I took her to Sushi Town. It's got like 5 stars on it.
Whoa!
Yelp.
Really?
What?
Have you not connected these dots yet?
What are you talking about, dots?
Listen, I want you to slow down for a second.
Okay.
You took a mermaid who lives in the ocean to a sushi restaurant.
Well, you know...
She's half fish.
Now that you say it like that, now I just feel dumb.
Oh, my God. I'm assuming that was the end of the date.
Well, we were walking home and slippery over there, and I lost my footing, which is kind of embarrassing for a guy who lives most of his life in ice. But I slipped, and I might have touched her boob.
Oh God.
Yeah.
All right, listen. This was an awful evening. You should have known better. You and mermaids are not a good mix. You obviously, the sushi restaurant should be sign enough. What we are going to do is cheer you up the proper way. We're about to watch the greatest love story of all time.
How can I watch a movie about love right now?
Because, listen, this is the greatest love story of all time and the perfect remedy for your woes.
Braveheart. What?
That's right.
What are you talking about? How is that a love story?
This is the greatest love story that's ever been put out.
I love Braveheart. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, how on earth can that be a love story?
This movie has everything you could possibly want in your romantic film. Listen up. Castles. Shirtless horseback rides. Secret weddings. Princesses. Doing it in the woods. Face stabbing with deer antlers, boobies, leprosy, and of course, Steven, and then some mooning. Everything you could possibly want in your romance film.
You make a good case, man.
Of course I make a good case.
But I just don't know, like, if I'm feeling it.
You had a bad date, touched a mermaid's boob, went home and had 2 banana daiquiris and wept into your big furry chest. William Wallace had a bad date. And he saved a goddamn country. It'll maybe give you a little bit of perspective, my friend. Perspective! That's what we're trying to give you.
Yeah, I can't deny the argument. I mean, he does chop a bunch of dudes' arms off and stuff.
Look, and Braveheart.
And he does it for the love of a woman.
Of course he does it for the love of a woman.
And he got married in secret in
the
woods.
Notice it wasn't a mermaid, first of all. We've talked about this mermaid obsession of
yours. Don't get me started. It's not an obsession. I've dated like 2 mermaids.
How many bad mermaid dates have you had?
4.
Yeah, that's enough.
But it was only two mermaids. Yeah, it's not like
and
I,
this is the first mermaid boob you've actually touched, and it was on accident.
Well, I mean, you know.
It was unwanted.
Tell me about it.
You still haven't gotten anywhere beyond first base.
Those seashell bras, man, I just can't get past
them. Yeah, they're dangerous for a reason.
Yeah, tell me about
it. They're not meant for the Yeti or the Bigfoot. Not that I haven't had a few mermaids in my day. But that's beside the point. Mermaids aren't for you.
You know what? You know what I'm actually in the mood for? Let me tell you about a movie about love. I'm talking about Forrest Gump.
What?
I think right now...
Forrest Gump.
I need some Forrest Gump because I feel like a man who just wants to run. Or mow the lawn or go out on a boat or something.
This is a movie where a man chased one woman for his entire life. That she never gave him any love. She went to him only when her life was over.
No, listen.
And then dumped her child with him.
Let me stop you right there, cowboy. Because in the movie itself, Forrest Gump says, "Jenny, I am not a smart man, but I know what love is."
This is exactly what you sound like right now.
This is what I need. I need to know that love, man. Only the kind of love that you can get from a recovering heroin addict, suicide attempter.
This is more dire than I originally thought. You're in a much darker place than I could have imagined.
No, I'm just arguing that movie has some valid romantical aspects.
No, this movie is mirroring. I think mirroring it's your weak stance in life at the moment.
I think it's one of the greatest love stories ever told. It's simple by a simple man. That's just how love needs to be. Simple.
We discussed.
They don't have to have sushi restaurants. They don't need to have email exchanges.
They didn't have anything.
Exactly. They
she
just had
with
love.
Him once. That's not love. She gave him a pity.
No. They got married. I bet they did it a bunch of times after they got married.
She had AIDS. She couldn't sleep with anyone. She only showed up after she turned HIV positive.
We don't know that it's AIDS. We just know that it was a mysterious ailment.
That killed her.
Yeah. Could have been some food poisoning. Mysterious ailments happen all the time. Why do you think I never go to Taco Bell?
You can't get anything from Taco Bell but fat.
A chalupa dinner.
That's all you're
in.
Getting at Taco Bell is fat.
She got to.
There's no death there, and if there is, it takes 30 to 40 years. You're certainly not going to find love there unless you're looking for fat love.
Well, I'm not trying to find love at Taco Bell. I'm just saying Forrest Gump, he found something out about
life. He found nothing but a box of chocolates. That's why I was waxing eloquently about them for most of the film.
You know, like, I feel like I'm Forrest Gump right now. I'm just, like, wandering around, wanting to play some ping pong.
You know, this is the first thing you said.
I just feel like I've just been to war, and I need to... I just want some Dr. Pepper, and I want my mom. You know, I just need to hear some Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I would say you are reminding me greatly.
Some Eagles.
Of Forrest Gump right now.
Will you be my lieutenant, Dan Bigfoot?
Okay, see, look, I tried to bring you.
Wait. Maybe you're Bubba. Will you be my Bubba?
You just want to be depressed. You want to sit here and mope.
You know what
I
want?
And wallow in self-pity.
Do you know
what I want?
Because
that's what that movie is. It's a self-pity film.
Do you know what I want? I want to just keep doing whatever I'm doing, and it all work out in the end, like with Forrest Gump.
Oh, God. And what's the lesson you get out of this movie?
You got to live every day as if you have an IQ lower than 60.
I think you're well on your way to doing that, first of all.
No, listen, man, listen. I'm not against Braveheart. I love that movie. You know I do. At the end of Forrest Gump, you know, his kid gets on the bus, he gets to go back home and drink his Dr. Pepper and hang out by the tree and mow the lawn and stuff.
But in
Braveheart, he gets killed and dismembered at the end. And he gets to yell freedom. That's great. But, I mean, you know, that doesn't make my heart skip a beat.
Stop right there. This is where I've got you. This is where you just can't compete with this. Sure, he gets his balls taken from him. Sure. Yeah. He gets his body scattered to the four corners of the British Empire.
Yeah.
Before that happens,
mm-hmm.
before any of that happens, before he cries freedom, before they dismantle him, and he keeps his pride, He gets to impregnate the French princess.
Oh, man. Put that movie in.